أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله فأولئك هم الكافرون. This ayat we have done previously already. And this ayat says that those who do not make the decisions according to the law of Allah Ta'ala, these people are kafirs, non-believers. In there, there is quite a bit of explanation. Allah reward our ulama, Hazrat Maulana Idris Kandelwi Rahmatullah Ali, in Ma'ariful Quran, explains this and says that Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great sahabi, he says with regard to this, this is not actually a kafir, what we call a kafir, that is according to i'tiqad, according to belief. He has done a work of a kafir, what the kafirs do. Like, for example, it comes in the hadith that a person who doesn't make namaz, he has made kufr. So a person who does not make namaz doesn't become a kafir. He still remains a Muslim. Yes, his actions are that of a kafir. Kafirs don't make namaz. So his actions are like that. So there is a great difference. There is one sect and the Khawarij. And these, their belief, wrong belief is that whenever a person commits any guna, then he becomes a kafir. A person misses namaz, for example, he becomes a kafir. A person backbites, lies, he becomes a kafir. So that is not correct. The aqidah of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah is that that person has committed a very major sin, a very big sin. But he doesn't go out of the fold of Islam. As long as in his heart he believes that what the word of Allah is, that is correct. Like a person, whole life, if he doesn't make namaz, doesn't keep roza, but he does not deny it, he remains a Muslim. If he denies it, it's not for us. Or that na'uzubillah, it's useless. Allah's command is wrong. If in heart he believes like that, then that person will become a kafir. But otherwise, this is not the way of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that any person who just does an action of, some people even go to this extent today, that say if you dress like the non-Muslims, shirt and pant, then also you become a kafir. You don't become a kafir by that. Your action is that of what the kufar do. But that's not an act of kufr, that is an aqidah. So if a person, because of the weakness, his nafs overtakes, because he takes some money and he changes the law of Allah Ta'ala. But in his heart he believes that no, this is wrong. This is wrong what I am doing, and the law of Allah Ta'ala is correct. Then such a person doesn't become a i'tiqadi kafir. That is, by belief he doesn't become a kafir. Yes, his amal is that of the kuffar. And for that person, you can't give the ruling that he has become a kafir. His actions have become that of a kufr. So this is a very important point to understand. And therefore, whenever we look at the translation of the Quran Sharif, then we must first understand, we must read that translation of a reliable alim. If we just read the translation of any person, then we can get misled and we can go in the wrong direction. So it must not be that we just go on making people kafirs, etc. And on the other hand, we have to maintain the laws of Islam. And all these major gunas also, we have to stay away from those major gunas also. So Allah Ta'ala keep our aqaid correct, and Allah keep our actions correct, and give us a pure, proper Islamic community and society throughout the world, inshallah.